Live from Southport, WICC 600 and 95.9. It's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on the Voice of Connecticut.
This is wild, is it not? No, it's fine, Carly. This is the fun part of live radio. No, this is good. Absolutely. This feels weird, right?
Yes.
But you like work in the entertainment world.
I do.
Right?
I do.
How much radio are we feeling comfortable with right now?
Are we on the air right now?
Oh, we're on the air right
Hello,
now.
Hello, everybody. I'm on the air right now.
How cool is this?
It's so cool.
So I'm really excited.
I was holding my breath.
No, don't. No, this is good. This is all really good vibes. We are at the Southport Diner, stop number one of the Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. And what's unique about the Southport Diner is, yes, it is technically in Fairfield, but it rides that line between Fairfield and Westport, which is why we chose it. We wanted to kind of be able to bring Westport also into the Diner Tour scene. And so we've had a few people on from Westport, educators, we've had politicians, but I also wanted to talk about the entertainment, because this is something very near and dear to my heart. The Levitt Pavilion is literally a staple in my childhood. We spent every Wednesday at the Levitt with my late grandparents, my older brother. We had our McDonald's. We had our picnic blankets. It was literally such a huge part. It was my introduction into the theater world. And so, Carly Welsh, I am so happy you are here with the Levitt Pavilion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be featured. I'm really excited and honored that we were on the same program as Earth Day, since, after all, we are an outdoor amphitheater, and we marry arts and entertainment with the beautiful surroundings of the Saugatuck River, the stars, the grass. There are bunnies who run across during concerts. And so it's really, I would say also, it's every day is Earth Day at the Levitt Pavilion. It's a beautiful chance to commune with nature and artists. It's a passport to different countries around the world, because we love to focus on international programming. And this year we also have a beautiful through line corresponding with the semi-quincentennial. So we're celebrating and reflecting on and using it as a launch pad to talk about American music, and specifically jazz. And then, of course, in Connecticut, that has an immediate relationship to the jam band scene here. So there's so much going on at the Levitt Pavilion. And it starts with multi-generational experiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's also really a core value is our free access to the arts. And that also really helps people come together, multi-generational, discover new artists and sounds that maybe they didn't realize they loved until they're there. And there's no barrier to coming. It's based in Westport. We're the original Levitt Pavilion. This is going to be our 52nd season.
Wow.
We're an independent, not-for-profit, and we provide over 50 free shows each and every season.
And I'm so glad that you said it's not just Westport, because we didn't grow up in Westport, actually. And my grandparents were very big into the arts, very big into the theater. And the Levitt Pavilion, and I say this on my show all the time, and the Palace Theater in Stamford were the two places that they went to. One of the reasons was because it was affordable to go to the Levitt, but your productions are incredible. My favorite show, and Carly, I don't know if I'm going to be dating myself. You did a show in the late 90s, the Bugs, they were like in costumes.
Yes.
The Bugs. And I know that sounds crazy.
No.
Because we're not really big Bug fans. It was the best production I've ever seen
in my childhood.
I loved it. And I still think about it. Like, I'm looking at the show in my brain right now. That's how much it had a staple in my... It just was incredible.
There are shows like that.
It changed my life.
there are seminal moments. They're seared into your retina. There are places that if you close your eyes, you can transport back to that moment in space
time. It's wild.
And that is why we're all invested in live theater and art and music. And the Levitt Pavilion is the Levitt Pavilion for the performing arts. So there's a lot of music, again, across so many different genres. But we also present dance, comedy, our dedicated children's series. Now, my our executive director is Frieda Welsh.
Yes.
And that is also my mom. And it's one of the reasons we call it the mothership. But actually, it's also because, well, A, we look like a spaceship. And we are also the a model for other pavilions around the country that are based on what we started here. We've informed their mission and model. And so the mothership. And I cannot wait. I know Frida's listening right now. So she'll be like, right, the bugs.
Frieda,
I
the bug show. I will never, and it's so funny because I can remember the, I remember that show so well, and I remember when it didn't come back. Like, and again, I was a kid, obviously, but I mean, that, I don't know why, but there are certain things that stand out in your life, and that is one that I can tell you what I
That's
was wearing.
Beautiful.
I could tell you what I was eating that night. I could tell you the way that they went up on the stage. It was just such an experience. And I bet you my brother remembers it too, because it just stood out to us. But I mean, talk about, obviously you've got an incredible season ahead. Maybe giving just an idea, just a sense of what people can enjoy this upcoming season at the Levitt Pavilion.
Well, first let's talk about the children's series.
Yes.
And that will launch mid-June. Now our season starts on May 24th. So I'm going to sort of hop around like a pinball machine here.
Totally
but just
fine.
The children's series is mostly on Wednesdays. Occasionally it'll pop up on Thursdays because of routing and the way the weeks schedule out. And those are 9 programs featuring the best in children's entertainment.
Amazing.
Last year we presented Fuch and Aura. They went on to be the Grammy Award winners for best children's music. And she is in fact the youngest Grammy Award winner ever.
So cool.
It's a daddy-daughter duo.
Amazing.
Right? And they're coming back. And Joni Leeds, Grammy Award winner for Best Children's Music Album on at least 2 occasions. She's coming back. And we also have, you know, again, music from around the world, music, bilingual programming. And it is, when I watch little children from, you know, Fairfield County and beyond coming and they're singing folk tunes from Korea or learning folk tunes from India and then also, you know, learning about jazz and learning about rock and roll. Danny Wyckoff and the Red Pants Band. Well, Danny Wyckoff is the bass player for They Might Be Giants. So it's a pretty, pretty cool, you know,
right,
collection of artists and projects
you
who are, you know, and so the children's programs are not to be missed. And but also, you know, children and, again, generations of people can come every single night of the week that we are doing shows. That, again, there's over 50 shows presented free of charge. You can go online and reserve free tickets in advance.
What's that website? You knew I should have asked you beforehand.
No, I'm so glad. Yeah. It's levittpavilion.com.
Simple
and
enough.
I'm going to add a little PSA here that is not just on behalf of us, but every theater and performing arts center, especially independent, not-for-profit ones. There is a huge thing right now where third-party entities will come between us and our audience, and they can outspend us in advertising. So if you put Levitt Pavilion in your Google search bar, you might actually go to a place that says tickets.levittpavilion.com.
That's not real.
And it's not us.
Yep.
It's somebody else. And sometimes they're not even selling our free tickets to you. Sometimes they are, which is bad. Mm-hmm. But they're creating, again, a barrier that our whole mission is about removing that barrier. The
right.
Tickets are great because you can make a date with destiny, right? You can plan
exactly.
with your friends to say, like, we're good to brack in the picnic. You bring the chicken salad. I'm going to bring the deviled eggs, and I'll see you there at 7, and that party's going to start at 7:30. Great. Awesome. And so you reserve those tickets. So 2 things. Make sure you're at levittpavilion.com.
Okay.
And then the second one is, also, spontaneity still rocks at the Levitt Pavilion. So if you don't have your tickets, don't be like, oh, I got to sit this one out. No. No, come down. Oftentimes there's space on the lawn. Not every artist we are producing. Some of these people are emerging artists, and you're going to get a space on that lawn. You don't have to have your ticket in advance. We're going to just embrace you. You're going to come right in. You're going to plonk right down. You can get your, if you didn't plan your deviled eggs in advance, that's okay.
That's okay.
The, you know,
do what the Sheketovs did, which is just stop off at McDonald's
exactly,
and grab it on the way in.
Exactly. Any place. There's so many great places
yeah.
to grab and go. So you come on in, you get, so settle down, get in there, get on the you know, our turf dance area down front and just be spontaneous. So it's the best of both worlds. You can plan in advance. You can also just, like the Pied Piper, you can hear music coming down the river and just follow it, walk right in.
Amazing. So again, that is Levitt Pavilion, all spelled out, .com, levittpavilion.com. Carly Welsh, I want to thank you. everybody for what you do at the Levitt, and I appreciate you.
I'm gonna. Can I add one more thing?
Really fast.
Okay.
We've got 20 seconds.
May 24th, Charlie Hall, who is the drummer for the Grammy Award-winning band The War on Drugs, is kicking off our season. It's a paid ticket event with the Miles Davis Centennial Program, and don't miss it. Those tickets are on sale, and when you buy them, they also help support our free programming. There's other Wynton Marsalis. We just announced him yesterday.
That's amazing. So check all of that out. LevittPavilion.com. Carly Welsh, thank you so much for being on. And this wraps up our first stop of the Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, Southport Diner. Thank you to the team here at Connoisseur Media and at Southport Diner for making this happen. We're headed to Norwalk next week. I'll give you more details, though, when I come back in studio in Milford.